We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. If you missed my chat with Bill O'Reilly yesterday, what you need to do, head on over to newsradiowrva.com. You'll find it over there. Also, some of the great conversations we had last week up in D.C., including, among other folks, my pals Diamond and Silk. They're always entertaining, and they were with us to kick off the special broadcast from D.C. So all of that is up over at News Radio WRVA. I've mentioned to you before, I am now entering my 10th year at News Radio WRVA. Love this community, love this area, love the people. And since day one, I have heard conversation, discussion, debate about a new stadium for the Flying Squirrels. Something needed to be done about the Diamond. Now, that's 10 years that we've been hearing. I've been hearing it, and I know it went on even longer than that, right? I mean, it's part of the reason that the Arb Braves decided they would pick up and go. Well, it would appear as if everybody seems to be on the same page now. There was a unanimous vote of the city council the other night, and Parney, our dear friend from the Flying Squirrels, joining us, hopefully with a good update, some happy news. Parney, good afternoon, my friend.
My man, how you doing? It's great to hear your voice. And before we even start talking about that, thank you for all you did for us this year, Jeff. You're a wonderful friend to the Squirrels and to me personally. And 415,000 fans went through the Diamond this year, 415,000 fans, 719. We led all of AA baseball in attendance in the Diamond that was built in the mid-'80s. So a great job by you, a great job by our fan base, a great job by our wonderful, wonderful front office staff and ownership group. So thank you for that. Monday was a very emotional day, my friend. I don't know if you saw any of the media reports, but if it's not cool to cry on television or on social media, I failed miserably because I don't know what it was. To hear Councilwoman Trammell say the wonderful things about the Squirrels and baseball in Richmond and what we do for the community and how this entire 67-acre project is what is right. Yep. For Richmond, and in spite of some of her constituents telling her to vote no, she voted yes. And that just made me very, very emotional, and we're grateful to her and the other eight council folks. I don't know, Jeff, when's the last time you heard a unanimous vote come out of city council? I mean, it happened, yeah. but on a subject like this,
Yeah, not anything with substance. You know, sometimes you get the unanimous votes. Hey, we're declaring this. Today is National Brown Shoe Day. Woo! All right, everybody on board with brown shoes or black shoes. Yeah, but something like this. I mean, this is a real issue, Parney, and you're giving credit to all sorts of folks. And I'm not blowing smoke, you know that, but. But a huge amount of the credit for all of this goes to you. You have been out front continually. And one of the things that I love, I've said it before, and I will say it again, and don't get all weepy on me, all right?
No.
There's no crying in radio, man.
No promises here, bud. No promises.
Okay. But the squirrels are a vital part of this community. And even during the height of COVID, where you couldn't actually play ball, you were out in the community as best you could be. There were events at the Diamond. So look, this community loves the squirrels as much as the squirrels organization loves the community. So give me some details, though. When are we going to have a new stadium?
Well, we're going to have a meeting tomorrow with the developer, and wow. Jason and his group have been great so far to deal with. And
okay,
we've already sat down and talked about some things, but I think you're going to see a lot of things moving pretty quickly. Okay. There's still many more steps.
Yep.
But the programming will continue to be developed tomorrow, along with VCU baseball, Ed McLaughlin and Tim Lampe and their baseball coaches.
Right.
They're working with them as well. So there's a lot of people. I mean, we went to work the next day. I mean, the next morning at 6:30 in the morning, I was texting with Jason from the RBA Diamond Partners. So it's going to be a long process. It's going to have its ups and downs. But
yeah.
But right now, I think community-wise, we're riding on a high. I mean, if I had a dollar
yep.
for every person that said something like, "It's about time," or "You're finally getting it," or "Oh my God, is it really happening?" I mean, it would be fully funded, and we'd be ready to put shovels in the ground. But you know, it's going to be a process that's going to take a lot of hard work.
Right.
But I mean, everybody's committed to it. The mayor's committed to it. Council's committed to it. Great job done by Leonard Sledge and others at the Economic Development Office of the City of Richmond. So everybody's really stepped up, and everybody's really coming to the table with a lot of positive hard work. And, you know, we're going to have the fortune, like in New York, when they got the city field, mm-hmm. You know, all the people watching games in Shea got to see City Field get built. And for the next 2 years, you know, people will be able to watch the new ballpark, whatever we're going to call that,
right.
come out of the ground. And I think it's going to be very exciting. I mean, every time you drive by, you're going to be able to see it. And, you know, I think the really bright days are ahead, and the word grateful just keeps coming out of my mouth the last couple of days. It's kind of been surreal almost.
Yeah.
It's really, really happening, bud. It's really, really, really happening.
It absolutely is. Now, give everybody an idea. Remind everybody, Parney is joining us from the Flying Squirrels. We've got what seems to be the plan moving forward, a new stadium. But it's not just a stadium, right? I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff over there.
The stadiums and the ballpark, is I like to call them ballparks and not stadiums. So stadiums sound so concrete-ish, like what I'm standing in right now, the Diamond, concrete-ish. But the ballpark will certainly be an anchor. But
okay.
this development group has a really strong plan that includes a park. It includes mixed-use development. It includes housing. It includes affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Includes all kinds of, you know, restaurants and things to do. This whole 67-acre area will be a destination.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a destination. It'll be a wonderful complement and add-on to Scott's Addition, which, as you know, has built organically over the time that you and I been here. When you and I got here, people said, "Don't go across that bridge."
And, that's right.
And now, you know, it's very vibrant, and I think that'll only add to that. And, you know, I'm really excited about these meetings that are coming up because we really want this ballpark to be an anchor that leads out into the other part of the 67 acres. And I think it's going to have to really be a lot of Richmond, right? A lot
yeah.
of history, a
yeah.
lot of architecture that ties into Richmond. Like, we're not just about baseball. So this new ballpark can't be just about baseball.
That's a great point. You know, I look at some of the other stadiums that have sprung up with minor league ball, the Knights in Charlotte, the Barons in Birmingham, and it does seem as if they really, really have just sort of hugged that community, and they've hugged it back, and now you got all sorts of stuff happening in that area.
Well, the things that really, I mean, we hugged Richmond when we got here, and Richmond's
yeah.
hugged us back. And that's in a ballpark that was built you know, when flip collars and denim jackets were popular, right? Like thank you. Thank you for laughing at that.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me they're not popular anymore?
Well, for me and you, they are.
Yeah. Okay.
For me and you, they are. It was back in the time when Dusty Rhodes was the American Dream. Okay? that's back when that was.
There you go.
Son of a plumber. But I think the thing that's different is those cities that you just mentioned, the team wasn't as beloved before the new ballpark. This is a team that was the 12th or 14th most attended team in America in 2022. So I think when we get the new ballpark, the new digs, the new 67 acres where people can come and live, work, and play, and eat, and drink, and recreate, mm-hmm. I think that we're going to be one of, if not the top minor league city in all of America. And I really, truly believe that. The way these fans have continued to come to the Diamond has people at MLB perplexed. They're like, how in the world are you guys doing it? And one of the top guys came to the playoff game, and in like the third inning, he just looked at me and goes, I give up. I don't understand. This is amazing. You know, because the place was packed. It was a Thursday night. Virginia Tech was playing in Blacksburg, a football game. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers, our beloved Steelers, who couldn't score a touchdown if their life depended on it, were playing on national TV. And we still had 9,200 people on a Thursday night in late September. What our fans have done is absolutely amazing, and people all across the country are taking notice. And look, I feel very strongly, if you can hear it in my voice, people in Richmond deserve a better place. They deserve a 67-acre development where they can live, work, play, eat, and drink. And I think that this developer, and with the city's help and blessing, and VCU Athletics, VCU Baseball, and the Squirrels, mm-hmm. we're going to make that happen, and it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be great. All right, I got two questions for you, Parney. Number one, will my code to get into the press box still work at the new ball field?
Well, we'll probably have eyeball/thumbnail recognition. Oh, so you know, we'll have to make sure you're good there. Yes, you're always going to be taken care of. Next question.
We're talking about naming rights. I am suggesting Parney Field. It's got a certain ring to it. It flows off the tongue. Come on, man. Let's start the action today for Parney Field.
Well, part of our way we're going to pay for this thing is through naming rights. And I don't think I have a bank account. Plus, I'm getting married in December. And Tanya and I have a long life ahead of us. So I don't think that'll be possible.
Well, I don't know. You put some of those party pants up on eBay.
I'm down for a statue though. Like after I'm done, I'm down for a statue. I can't do naming rights, but statue's cool.
Sounds good to me. Listen, Parney, I really am from the bottom of my heart. I am thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for the whole crew at the Flying Squirrels, Lou, from the top to the bottom. It's a great organization. I've learned that. Working with you guys through the years, I legitimately, and I'm not going to get misty-eyed, but I legitimately care about the Squirrels. We really do love you guys, and you have given so much to this community. You said the community deserves this. I say the Flying Squirrels deserve this, and I look forward to attending many, many games and watching the Squirrels throughout the years. You guys are great.
Well, I appreciate it. It's really been neat for me this week to see what it means to people. You know, we have employees here like Caroline Phipps and Hunter Glotz who are Richmond residents. They were born and raised and went to school here. Caroline went to DCU. Just to see, I am getting misty-eyed now, to see what that has meant to them. And, you know, Jamie Gordon, who has a husband, artist, and their daughter, they're Richmonders. And to see what that means to people that have been waiting for this, that now work here and are going to be a part of history on a daily basis, like, that's what it means to me. That means a ton to me. And, again, just thank you to everybody who's done it. We're looking forward to getting to work. We'll get to work tomorrow morning and look forward to the bright future. And remember, circle this date for me, would you, Jeff?
Yeah.
November the 10th. We're moving our hot stove event to November the 10th. It's going to be different this year. It's going to be at the Altria Theater on November the 10th to benefit Flying Schools Charities. We're finalizing the attendee list right now and should have an announcement late this week or early next week. But it's going to be awesome, and we're having Squirrelween October 28th. Go to squirrelsbaseball.com. There's a ton of events. I counted 8 events before Christmas that we're going to have here at the Diamond.
Well, it does speak to you guys. It really does. Well, listen, I want to get you back when you have the official announcement for the hot stove, because that's always a great event and all of this stuff. Parnie, again, we love you guys. We're happy for you guys and look forward to many, many years working with you. It's just it's great. It's just great, man. So
well, thank you very much, bud. Well, let's get together and talk wrestling sometime. I always enjoy talking wrestling with you.
It sounds good. Thank you, my friend. That is Parnie from the Flying Squirrels. Look, gang, it's going to be a new stadium. You're talking about 67 acres. I know. I keep saying stadium, and Parnie keeps correcting me. Ballpark, ball field, whatever you want to call it. Look, I'm excited about it. Yes, I want us to pay attention to dollars. I want us to pay attention to the involvement of taxes and public money. That has to be discussed as we go forward. But as I'm looking at it right now, boy, it just seems like it could be a win-win, which you gotta love. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.